Andy, it's probably been about 3 months, he asked me, right up there, brother. He asked me, like I said, about 3 months ago, if I would preach this Sunday while they were gone. I said, of course, I'd be honored to. And like I said, I had 3 months to really figure out what I was going to teach and, you know, really sought God on that. And a week, it's been about a week and a half or so, last week actually, he gave me the message. And it's so awesome and timely how God does this, because, well, my brother Earl came up and said, you know, living our testimonies, speaking it to people, telling people about what we've gone through and our faith in God and everything, and how it ministers to them. Lori, your testimony. You know, you stood strong in your faith in what God wanted for you, your desire of your heart, you know, just to have that other job. God wanted that. He wanted that more for us than we wanted it. And I was like, well, okay, God. And I'm sitting here, I'm listening to all this, and I'm looking at my the title of my message, The Power of Faith and the Holy Spirit. How awesome is that? I had no clue. I didn't talk to anybody. Did I talk to you, brother? No, I didn't talk to anybody. God is that good, isn't he? That he's that good. So, like I said, the message title is The Power of Art of Faith and the Holy Spirit. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13. I've got my iPad up here. This is my iPad, just so I let you know. The IG. No, just kidding. All right, 4:13. Let me find it here. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Is that where I said go? Yep. All right. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. And I wanted to start with that. God really showed me something in that. When we stand on the word of God and we stand in faith, we speak. Pastor Andy just did a whole lesson on speaking the words. What our words say and how we speak it by faith. How when we do that and we stand and we don't give up on that, that we will see that come to pass. And so God just brought that scripture to mind, and I just want to read it one more time, because this is where we're going to be at. This is our cornerstone here. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak. The power of faith is something we need to understand and know what it can do for us. God uses faith to create the world and everything in it. He spoke everything in existence. He used his faith and his words. He spoke it all. He spoke Jesus. The Holy Spirit came to Mary, and the word was just spoken, and she received it. And she became pregnant with our Lord Jesus. So when we receive the word of God like we do from Pastor Andy, Andrew Womack, and people in school and other ministers that you may listen to, when we receive those words that they speak into our lives, we take them, we hold them, and by faith we believe on, we stand on them for what it means for us. The word of God is going to mean something different for everybody and how God speaks to us through that. We all use faith every day of our lives, even if we don't realize it. And we do, guys. We really do. Some people go, I remember when we first got born again, me and Suzanne got born again in Assembly of God Church in Killeen, Texas, Fort Hood. Everybody know about Fort Hood? We know about Fort Hood. Yeah, our brother does. I was stationed there for it seemed like 8 years. It was long 4 years, let me tell you. It's not a place to be. My brother knows. But I was stationed there, and you know, there's not a whole lot there, and it has grown from what I understand. But we got born again at First Assembly of God in Killeen. And when we were there, I was telling someone this, when we were there, our first Sunday when we got born, there was a guest speaker, and he was Korean, tall Korean guy with a Tennessee accent. Now go figure. I couldn't figure that out. It freaked me out. He started talking. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I hearing this right? It was awesome. His name is Sam Rathkokel. I still remember that brother to this day. It was just awesome. And he has a big church up in, I believe it's Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, when we got born again, we took that by faith. We had no one at that time in our lives, no one in our family was saved, nobody besides Pastor Andy was really ministering to us, but he lived here and we lived in Killeen. And so we didn't have that example of this Christian life. But by faith, we took it. We went, and when the altar call message was presented, we went up. We took it. We took what was God's gift for us. By faith, we took it. We had no idea what we were getting into, because we've heard, you know, they're holy rollers. You know, they're going to hang from the chandelier. You guys are going to be doing all this, you know, weird stuff. They speak in tongues. And I have to admit, the first time I heard someone speak in tongues, I was like, what in the world? What is going on? I was like, man, whatever they're smoking, I want some. I'm just being honest, all right? I'm just being honest, because I was like, what is going on here? But by faith, we took what our pastor was teaching us, Pastor Buchanan and Sister B. We call them Pastor B and Sister B. They just both passed away 10 days apart from each other. Married 67 years. It was awesome. She, you know, she wanted to go home and be with her husband, you know. And awesome man of God. But he was my example. He lived this life of faith and the power of the Holy Spirit every day of his life. Excuse me. He walked it. He talked it. He just lived it before us. It was awesome. And so we got to learn that as baby Christians, got to learn from him what he wanted us to do. You know, God was using that man. He was a mighty man of God. We saw miracles in that church. We saw people get healed. We saw people get set delivered and set free from demons. Freaked me out. I'm not going to lie. First time I saw this little girl, she was about, I shouldn't say she was a grown adult, but she was about this big, totally possessed with the devil, totally demon-possessed, came up. Now, who's been in the old Assembly of God churches? I don't know if they still have them, but you remember the long altars up there at the front, the big long ones and all the tear stains on them? God is my witness. She came in, she picked one of those completely up and threw it down. And I was like, I was heading out. I was like, And God was like, no, you're not. You're going up there and you're taking care of this. I had no idea what I was doing. I went up there and I said, in the name of Jesus, and she turned around and looked at me. She goes, who are you? And I was like, no one. I'm leaving. I just don't. But it's like God said, no, you know who you are in Christ. By faith, you speak to her. And I did. And she just melted in a heap on the floor, just melted. And man, it was awesome. I was shaking for days, man. I was just like, whoa, that was the power of God was just, oof. But by faith, I had to do that. I had no I shouldn't say I had no experience. I seen it in the world. I seen what the world was like. I seen people demon possessed in the world. I saw that. I had no idea what the power of God was going to be like when I go against something like that. And I thought, man, that is awesome. So every day, guys, every day we are living by faith. By faith, we're sitting in that chair. You know, when we go sit down, we just it's gonna hold us. You know, we know it's gonna hold us. By faith, we breathe air every day. By faith, we do that. By faith, in Colorado Springs, you drive your car. Can I get a witness on that? I'm telling you what, man. That's why I live up here now. I'm telling you, that's why I live up here. In 7 months, I was in 3 accidents, all against me. I was not at fault, and I was like, all right, okay, God, I'm out. And so I moved up here. But yeah, by faith, God, we drive our cars. You know, we trust that other driver next to us not going to swerve over. You know, by faith, you know, we turn on our lights, and it's there, you know. People go, no, the electricity. No, we by faith, God gave us the ability to make money to pay our bill. By faith, we trust in God for everything. And that's where we need to be. That's where we need to stand. We need to speak to our situations. We need to speak to what God has given us in our hearts. You guys, by faith, went over to Serbia and Hungary and Croatia, and you ministered to those people. You had no idea what you were coming up against. But by faith of God and the word of God that he put in you, you went and you walked and you talked and you lived the life of God before these people. And young ladies and men are getting saved and born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was by faith when I got out of the army because I was going to make a career in the army. I grew up in the military. My dad was in for 26 years in the Navy. That's what I knew. When there was no jobs in Colorado Springs to be had, and you're married for a couple months, we've been married about 4 months, and your wife comes home and says, I'm pregnant, you're going, okay, what do you do now? And at this time, we weren't born again. So by faith, even then, in my natural state, I was like, okay, I'm going to go into an army. So I went into an army. We decided, I was going to make a career out of it, and I wanted to, you know, I knew the military. I loved the military. That was my life. But 4 years in, God says, nope, I want you to go home. I'm like, what? I don't want to go home. There's nothing back there for me. My family's a wreck. My brothers and sisters are running amok. You know, I didn't want nothing to do with any of that. And he says, no. I said, God, I just left all that. He says, no, I want you to go back. He says, because I want you to live out your life before your family. And so I did. Had no job, no place to live, two young girls in a little tiny Nissan Sentra that did not have air conditioning. Now, get that, I lived in Texas for 4 years with no air conditioning. In a little Nissan Sentra in 1983, that car smoked like bell rings had gone out and it was just burning oil like crazy. It was they could see us coming for miles. Not a mosquito lived around our house. Let me tell you, I smoked them all out. But by faith, we came home. I did not have a job, did not have a place to live. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was trusting God. And by faith, I said, okay, God. Me and Suzanne together said, okay, God, we're going to do this. And we did. We came home, drove all the way up, got here. We told our families we were coming, but no one was home. We're like, now what do we do? No one's home. What's up with this? They heard we were coming. They left. I don't know. They knew we got born again, and they knew we were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and they thought we were those crazy, crazy, crazy Christians. They already knew Andy was. They like, man, he's a radical. He's a freak. He's a Jesus freak. That's a badge of honor I'll take any day now, a Jesus freak. But, you know, so we got here. We're just kind of just roaming around. We finally found someone home, and hey, we're home. Yay, you're home. And so for about a month, we kind of just was like nomads. We stayed with my parents. We stayed with her parents. Definitely went back to my parents after that. And, you know, stayed in a couple places here and there. And one day I was at church. We were going to Assembly of God Church in the Springs, and we became friends with some people there. And I told him I was looking for a job, and he looked at me, and he says, well, he said, I'm the office manager for Andrew Wagman Ministries. Now, guys, this is back in 1990, and this his office was in Manitou Springs at the time. A little tiny, you've probably seen the picture there in the ministry, the little adobe home. That's where I worked at. That's where we were. We're 12 people on staff. Imagine that, 12 people. Now look where it's at. Me and Andrew, every once in a while, he'll see me. He goes, brother, could you ever imagine anything like this? I go, nope. Because at that time, it was by faith we were getting paid. It was awesome because when he hired me, I was a shipping, receiving, duplication, I think that was only L and lawn maintenance. That was my job title. That's what I did there. I did it all. So it was awesome. You just had to do those kind of things. And I remember he sent me down and he said, Dan, he says, I can't pay you what you need as a family man. And I looked down and I said, Andrew, how did you build this ministry? He says, well, it's all been by faith. I go, well, guess what? That's how I'm going to get paid. And I did. You know, and there was times, I know there was times
that the money was so lean, Andrew didn't take a check. He made sure all of us got paid first. I know he did. Because I saw that, like I said, I did the mail, remember? So I knew what came in. I opened all the mail and take it up to his mom, and his mom would do all everything else. But, you know, it was by faith that I took that job, and God never once let us down. We always had more than enough. Just like Tom was saying, we tithed. We wanted to give more all the time, and we did. There was times, I have to agree with you, Tom, there was times we did things we shouldn't have done. We were stupid. But we did it anyhow because we just felt compelling in our heart that we wanted to give. And so we did. And God always, always met our needs. Always met our needs. Even when that little Nissan decided I'm not going to run no more, God met our needs. That Nissan was awesome. I'm not here to promote any vehicles, but I got 300,000 miles on that vehicle. It's like I said, they could see us coming from a mile away. It smoked so bad. And during the summertime, if there was mosquitoes, I just turn on the car. I'm not lying. I just smoke them out. But God has been so good, and it's been awesome. It's been a journey that I look back now, and I'm like, wow, God, look what you've done. Look what you've done. I could have never dreamt this for myself, never in my life. I knew what I wanted. I wanted to play in a rock and roll band and make a lot of money. I just couldn't scream. I couldn't do the rock scream. I tried. Almost blew my vocal cords. But that's what I wanted to do. And he says, have you ever once sought me for what you want to do? My guess not. He goes, this is what I want you to do. And that's how I ended up doing praise and worship. It's been a great, great journey. I love it, and I love my team. So by faith, we stood, and we grabbed hold of what God said, and we moved out. We took off, and it's been awesome. It's been awesome. So let's go. What does faith say? Let's go to Romans 4, 16 through 25. I am going somewhere with this. Some of this I didn't plan on saying, but somebody needed to hear it. So Romans 4, 16 through 25. Faith calls things that be not as though they were. So we have to remember that. Therefore, it is of faith. Wait, did I go to the wrong spot? Oh, 16, 20. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who of the law, but also to those who are of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope and hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. I'm just going to stop right there. So I wanted to get back down here to verse 18. Who contrary to hope, and hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. So shall your descendants be. Take that in for a second. So shall your descendants be. By faith, Abraham stood on the promise of God. By faith, Abraham stood that when God said that he's going to have children and descendants as of the sands and as of the stars. Guys, we are that descendant. We are that. We are Abraham's descendants. We are because of his faith. Think about that. Because Abraham stood by what the word of God said, what God told him what was going to happen to him. That's why he changed his name. He wanted to be called not Abram anymore, but Abraham, the father of many nations. So every time someone called his name and said, "Hey, Abraham, father of many nations," we are that people. We are that people, guys. That's exciting that even all these years later, that faith is still working and still going and still multiplying and it keeps on going. That faith is still at work in our lives because of Abraham's belief and stand on the faith that God spoke to him. That's awesome. All right, let's go to Romans 10, 6 through 8. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, "Who will ascend into heaven?" That is, to bring Christ down from above. Or, "Who will descend into the abyss?" That is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith that we preach. So listen to that again. But what does it say? What does faith say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. When we preach this word, the word of God to those, when you go out and you speak the word and you live this life in front of other people, you are standing, you are speaking faith into their lives. You're speaking the words of faith. You're speaking the words of faith into their lives, of hope, of love, of goodness, of grace into their lives. You're speaking that word. So the word is near you and in your mouth and in your heart. And I'm going to go on to verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. God, every one of us, guys, when we accepted Jesus Christ, it was by faith. We couldn't see him. We couldn't smell him. We couldn't feel him. None of that. None of our five senses, could not authenticate Jesus in front of us. None of that could. But in our spirit, we knew in our hearts, we knew that when we said that prayer, when we said, "Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life," at that moment we knew, we felt it, we felt the change. We looked the same on the outside. We didn't change there, but we felt it inside. We felt what was going on. We felt the love of God. And that was by faith. I couldn't go up to her and go, "Man, let me see into your spirit, man." I couldn't go in and see what it was like. I couldn't see that. All I could see is his example. Tina's example. Ruth's example. Your life example. That's what people see. And that's how they know that this God is real. Amen? So let's go to Hebrews 12. 1 through 3. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. I'm gonna grab my tea. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Despising the shame, he sat down at the right hand of the Father, at the right hand of the throne of God, right hand of the Father. So with that, we are set to race, guys. We're in a race, and not a physical race. I'm a runner, but, you know, we're not all in a physical race. We are in a race, though, to get this gospel preached into all the earth. And by faith, we're going to do that. By faith, we're going to, in the power of the Holy Spirit within us and the leading of God, we're going to do that. We're going to get this gospel out. I'm telling you, I don't know about anybody else in here, but I believe the time is coming closer. As you can see in our world today, reading the papers, read online, and see the fall of those who are up on high pedestals are just falling like dominoes, one after another. And they're happening. It's happening all the time. What's happening in Israel, what happened with Trump saying that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, moving our embassy there, that's huge. A lot of people go, oh, that's cool. No, that's huge. You don't realize how big that is. That is major. And man, are the people having fits about that. Whew. It is so funny, man. I'm like, look at the little babies crying. It's just funny because they can't take that. You know, they just can't take that. But we are running in a race where God has given us, each one of us, a message in us to preach to those around us, to preach the gospel, to reach out to those in our sphere of influence of who we know. And when we touch those lives and they get saved, they go out and they touch other lives. And they go out and touch other lives. And it's just a constant flow of God's love and faith rolling out and the Spirit of God rolling out into other people's lives. Now, developing our faith is something that we have to do. Now, it doesn't happen. You know, people go, well, I want the faith of Kenneth Copeland. I want the faith of Brother Hagin or Andrew Womack. I want to live that. I want to be like them. That's awesome. Do it. But remember where they came from, where they're at, and how long it took them to build that faith, to develop that faith. They could tell you, I've sat with Andrew before, and he's told me the ups and downs and the failures he's had, and up and down. You know, he's been through it all. So has all the other guys out there, Oral Roberts, Billy Graham, I read his book. Man, did he have some major failures happen to in his life. It was like, wow. I was amazed that he was still in the ministry. But, you know, all of them do. And that we have to develop our faith because God is dependent on us, guys. He's depending on us to get the message out. He really, really is. You know, we just need to receive Jesus as our developer. You know, he comes in, he trains us. The Holy Spirit will train us in our faith. He will train us in what we need to do. We need to put the word first. We need to meditate on the word. When we put the word first and meditate on the word, it builds our faith. And our capacity of our faith grows bigger and bigger all the time. And I know, you know, this Christmas time, and this is not really a message about Christmas. I'm not talking about Christmas stuff. But we have a new year coming. 2018 is going to be awesome. I really see it, guys. It's going to be awesome. I see the point of the Holy Spirit. I see the power of the Holy Spirit moving like never before. I see things happening in the spiritual realm that we haven't seen before, and no one before us has seen it. We are living in a time that the disciples would love to be at right now. They would love to be here right now and see what's happening. 2018, if you guys haven't heard it, Brother Copeland just gave his the word of the Lord, that God gave him for about 2018. It's powerful. And here's a man who's 81. He's not slowing down, guys. Andrew's not slowing down, guys. We are not slowing down. It's just starting. We thought we've started. We just started. It's getting awesome. And you just wait, 2018. I can't share everything right at this moment. If I did, we'd be here until 2 o'clock. But anyhow, we'll just keep on going here. But it's going to be awesome. It is going to be awesome. Now, I want to go on. Let's go to, we can't talk about faith without going to the Hagin Copeland scripture, Hebrews. Mark 11, 22 and 25. Now, I've been studying on this scripture. You know, we've all heard it, and many, many times. I've heard Brother Hagin speak this scripture until I knew exactly what he was going to say every time, because he preached it over and over and over. And someone asked him one time, "Brother Hagin, why do you always preach Mark 11:22-25? He goes, "When you get it, I'll stop." That's what he said. "When you get it, I'll stop." So, but God really, he brought me back to this. And so verse 22, "So Jesus answered and said to them," and there, you know, let's actually go to 20. "Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree." Now they just got done going past the fig tree. I'm chopping the trees down. They just got done going past the fig tree. "This is my fig tree. I just killed it. I cursed that thing. Now I've got glitter on me. Great." They just, you know, this is where Jesus cursed the fig tree. And they were coming back by. It was in the morning. "Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw that the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter remembers saying to him, 'Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away.' So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God.'" Now I've heard some translations say, "Have the faith of God." Who's heard that? You heard it, brother? So I've heard that, and I've heard that preached that way, to have the faith of God. And my translation here, New King James, is "have the faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast in the sea,' and does not doubt in your heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." And, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of preachers stop right there, but if you read on down, this is a very important part of it all. "And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you and your trespasses." So a lot of people stop right there at 24 and don't go on down, but it's important that we do. But, you know, have the faith, and I've got it all written in my margins here, have the faith of God or have faith in God. So having the faith of God, just the same faith that God had when he created the world, when he created us, when he created Adam, when he created Eve, when he created all the animals of the planet and of this world, God spoke his faith, spoke the words, and it happened. He spoke it, and it happened. He said, "So be it," and it was done. It was good, and it was good, and it was good. Let's run over to Acts 1:8. And we're almost done here, guys. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." The Holy Spirit. We all know about Acts 2, where the Holy Spirit came upon the 120. I believe, and I believe there's others that believe this too, there's a lot more that actually gathered at that time. But as the time went on, as they waited and they stood there and waited for the promise, I think others started kind of walking away and kind of dwindling away, leaving us with the 120 that we know of that was in this upper room. But you know what? The Holy Spirit wasn't just then. When Mary came to Elizabeth after she conceived, and she went up to see her cousin Elizabeth after she was 6 months pregnant at the time, when she entered in and spoke, John leaped in her womb because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. See what I'm getting at here? The Holy Spirit is for a purpose. We have to have the Holy Spirit to do what we are called to do. We have to have that power. That faith. God has given us the faith. He's also given us the power with that faith. They're a power combination to go out and preach the gospel. He's given that to us for a reason, because we can't do this on our own, guys. There's people who have done it, and they've done okay, but how much more they could have done if they had the power of the Holy Spirit working in their lives and helping them and guiding them through things and showing them things and getting them to places and believing and standing. I am not standing here just because of my own will. I'm standing here because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because there's been times I shouldn't have been even alive because I know God had a greater plan for my life. And when I got filled with the Holy Spirit and got saved, man, did I that come real in my life. The power. I remember when I got saved, my wife got baptized in the Holy Spirit before I did. Okay? She spoke in tongues and did all that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. I tried and 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 tried. Nothing. I'm like, when is this going to happen for me? I was getting so frustrated with God. I was like, when is this going to happen for me? And I just deepened down, you're trying too hard. Stop trying. Let me. But I was like, but I want it now. He says, just let me. And so I was like, fine, whatever. And then I hurt my back really bad, and they were going to boot me out of the military and all that good stuff. And I remember I went forward for prayer one time, and I got healed. As soon as I got healed, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, come on. Why couldn't it have been done a different way? I mean, but it was awesome. Let me tell you, it was awesome. I was healed instantly. When the Army says, no, you're out, we'll give you 100% disability. Your back is trash. Either we can operate, or you got a 50-50 chance of walking again or not. And I was like, you ain't touching me. But God healed me and baptized me at the same time in the Holy Spirit. That's awesome. Awesome. Because I have found out through that experience, God told me, he says, you have to have the Holy Spirit. You have to have the Holy Spirit in your lives working. You have to have it because it's what is going to lead you and guide you and be your power and be your strength when things are not going your way or things look bleak or just hard, things seem hard. You got to trust in me. You got to let the Holy Spirit lead you. Man, let me tell you, without the Holy Spirit and without these words here to live by and to meditate on and put in and to activate in my life, this here is everything, guys. This is what activates our faith. This is what activates us. This is what gives us power to do the things that we do. Everything. Because let me tell you, there's going to be things that are going to come here in years to come, things that are going to be happening. We're going to need this. We're going to need this. We're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit within us. We're going to need that faith in God that he's going to get us through. Because let me tell you, the things that I see, I'm not really a political kind of guy, but I watch things that happen. I watch things that are going on in the world. I know history. I always go back and I see history repeating itself. Guys, it was scary back then. It's going to be really, for the people who are not saved, don't have the power of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be a nightmare what they see. But we can have confidence in our God. We have confidence in the Holy Spirit. We have confidence in who we are in Christ because he has given us the power to walk through these things and know that we can withstand anything that comes against us, anything. Nothing that the devil can bring against us will stand. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a thing. When we trust in this. And I just want to encourage you guys. I killed the tree. I just want to encourage you guys to really just focus in on the Word of God this next year coming in. If you say, Brother Dan, I'm deep into it. Get deeper. Get deeper. Get so deep that you get lost in it. There's that saying that says, you're so heavily minded, you're no earthly good. Okay. I don't want nothing to do with this earth. I want everything to do with God and with the things of heaven and what he has for us. That's where we need to be. Amen? Yep. Amen? Well, thank you guys for listening to me and putting up my rambling. Hallelujah. Let's all just stand. I just like to pray. Father God, we just give you all the praise and glory and honor, Lord. We love you. We worship you, God. We thank you. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit that lives within us. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us and how you just lead us each day, Father God. When we put our trust in you, you lead us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, I just pray for my brothers and sisters now. As we come to a close of this year and we come into the new year, that Father God, that they just hunger more for the word, that they press in more to you and what you have for their lives and what you're trying to, what you want for their lives and where you want to lead them. Father God, I just pray right now that the Holy Spirit will just confirm so many things right now that you've been speaking to them over the years. And Father God, I thank you and praise you for all that you do. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory and honor, and we give you praise. We love you so much. Let the words that we read in our Bibles, let the words that you speak to us come alive within us, that they penetrate our hearts and our minds and our spirit, that we be consumed with this, Father God, to the point that it just oozes out of us. And when we walk the streets, when we walk the malls, when we walk in our work, people just see the glory and the love of God like they've never seen it before. Because as the time is coming near, they're going to need it more and more. And Father God, I give you all the praise and glory and honor. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for these people. I thank you for this church body. I thank you, Father God, that they are blessed going in and coming out, Father God, that everything they put their hands to is blessed. Everything they speak, every word they speak is blessed, Father God, and that they just have the abundant life operating and working in their lives. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' glorious name. And the people of God said, amen. Amen.